You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And here's wishing you all a very good morning as we, we've done our 2 weeks, haven't we? 14th of March. 2 weeks into March already. It is Tuesday. It's The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Smoothest place in your radio dial. Great to be with you this morning. And I tell you what, let's take a look and see what we've got. Who's got a birthday today? I tell you what, this is quite an important one because we've got his head somewhere. Yes, Albert Einstein. He was born on this day. The year was 1879. Of course, a German-born Swiss theoretical physicist who discovered the theory of general relativity, causing a revolution in physics. And Einstein is often regarded as the father of modern physics.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Gets up each morning and he goes downtown. Where everyone's his boss, and he's lost in an angry land. He's a little
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Close my eyes.
Fleetwood Mac and Telling Little Lies. First thing in the morning, really. But I tell you what, we went right back to the year 1962 when we opened up this morning. That was a single by the Crystals, and it was on the Cashbox Top 100. And the song peaked there at number 10 on the Billboard charts. Uptown reached number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100, and it got to number 18 on the Billboard R&B size chart as well. They are the Crystals, going back to 1962 with Uptown. Right, well, we've got a guest coming in the 8 o'clock hour today. We'll tell you all about that in a little bit. It's going to be quite interesting. I hear you say, oh, that makes a change. By the way, if you're keeping an eye on the time, we're 8.5 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And there we go. That's Billy Squire and Rock Me Tonight. Right, time on the Breakfast Show, 13. Coming up for 13 and a half minutes right now. And that's after the hour of 7 o'clock, of course, as we make our way through till 10 o'clock this morning. I'll be keeping you company till then. And I mentioned just now, we've got a special guest coming in the 8 o'clock hour, in the next hour this morning, probably in around about now in 15 minutes' time. We'll start chatting with Winnie, or Vahini. And we're going to be talking about hypnotic therapy. And some of the things we're looking at, what is and what isn't hypnosis, spotlight on transpersonal hypnosis, a regressive, and quantum hypnosis, also called spiritual hypnosis. It's going to be very interesting. Also, apparently, say, looking at past lives. I have enough trouble looking at this one. But it's going to be very interesting. I mean, wanting to just really, you know, how, you know, what is exactly hypnosis? What happens to our psyche when we're hypnotized? And we're going to see if we can get Yasmin running around like a chicken here in the studio. perhaps she'll just put me to sleep. Anyway, time on the Breakfast Show. I'll tell you what, we're not going to wait any longer. It's 14 and a half minutes right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock. And it's time to get you cleaned up. Smelling nice. And on your way to where it is you're going today, especially if you're going to be travelling on the metro and the metro bus, and especially when you're holding on to those things to stop you falling over, you want to be smelling nice, don't you? So get stuck in. To help you, here's Stevie Wonder, Part-Time Lover.
Night.
there you go, yes. In the shower with you this morning, Mr. Stevie Wonder and Part-Time Lover. And that goes back, about August time, I think, 1985, when that was released. There you go. Oh, gosh, you do smell better, I must admit. I was the same this morning. I had to get up bright and early, make sure I had a shower and wash my hair, because I was sort of working around yesterday, and by the time I got to bed, it was a little bit too late. So, up bright and early this morning. Stevie Wonder, this was released as a first single, by the way, off of his 20th studio album, In a Square Circle, 1985. The song, by the way, reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100, R&B Dance and Adult Contemporary charts as well, becoming Stevie Wonder's final number one hit to date. And let me see, what else have I got to say? Oh, yes, I'll tell you what. We've got a couple of good mornings. Let's start off with Mary Lou. Good morning to Mary Lou. She was with us bright and early this morning. To Paul Dixon over there in the UK, dropped me a little note, but sadly, one of the athletes well-known in the UK has died. Take a look at that probably a little bit later on. And also to Renee and Rick over there in Athens. They're getting ready for a taco night tonight. Tell you more about that a bit later on. And we'll play a piece of music that she asked for as well. There's no end to it here on The Breakfast Show, really, is there? Plenty of great music, of course, going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Like this one. Aretha Franklin, together with George Michael.
I went to
with Jerry D.
What it says called, yes, get the word around the right way, that's what it's called, Will of the Wisp from the Pet Shop Boys. Before that, of course, Aretha Franklin together with George Michael, and I Knew You Were Waiting For Me. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're just making our way down to the bottom of the hour. We are 28 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be taking a look at some of the international news headlines and business headlines for this morning. As you can imagine, there's quite a lot happening with the bank turmoil that is going on at the moment. So we'll be taking a look at that in just a couple of minutes.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool at the barbecue with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. And Valet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valet Motors.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
And it is great to be with you this morning. It is Tuesday. It is the 14th of March, as I said when we opened up 2 weeks in now to March. Ukraine has accused two Russian soldiers of sexually assaulting a four-year-old girl and gang-raping her mother at gunpoint in front of her father as part of a widespread allegations now of abuse during the more than one-year-long invasion. According to Ukrainian prosecution files seen by Reuters, the incidents were among a spree of sex crimes that Russian soldiers of the 15th Separate Motorized Rifle Brigade committed in four homes of Bovary district near the capital Kiev on March of 2022. Kiev and Moscow gave differing accounts of negotiations to extend the Black Sea grain deal, established last year to prevent global famine by securing wartime exports from Ukraine and Russia, both among the world's top suppliers of food. The arrangement, brokered by the United Nations and Turkey, is due to expire this week. Well, Russia has said that it had been extended for 60 days, but Ukraine said the agreement required any extension to last 120 days. Turkey said talks were still ongoing. Taiwan showcased new models of its domestically produced military drones on Tuesday, saying that they are key to its asymmetric warfare capacity to make its forces more agile if they have to face a far larger Chinese military. China, which has never renounced the use of force to bring Taiwan under its control, has ramped up military activity near the democratically governed island to force it to accept Chinese sovereignty despite Taiwan's objections. The United States, Australia and Britain unveiled details of a plan to provide Australia with nuclear-powered attack submarines from early 2030s. This is to counter Chinese ambitions in the Indo-Pacific. Addressing a ceremony at the US Naval Base on Monday, San Diego, accompanied by Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, United States President Joe Biden called the agreement under the 2021 AUKUS partnership part of a shared commitment to a free and open Indo-Pacific region with two of America's most stalwart and capable allies. China will reopen its borders to foreign tourists for the first time in the 3 years since the COVID-19 pandemic erupted by allowing all categories of visas to be issued from Wednesday. The removal of this last cross-border control measure imposed to guard against COVID-19 comes after authorities last month declared victory over the virus. Tourist industry insiders don't expect a massive influx of visitors in the short run or significant boost to the economy. In 2019, international tourism receipts accounted for just 0.9% of China's gross domestic product. And China is planning to raise its retirement age gradually and in phases to cope with the country's rapidly aging population. The state-backed Global Times said on Tuesday, citing a senior expert from China's Ministry of Human Resources. And let's take a look at the business. Global shares slid on Tuesday as a brewing U.S. banking crisis prompted investors to downgrade their expectations for interest rate hikes even ahead of key inflation data later in the day. As recently as a week ago, investors were just recovering from a reality check that prompted many to assume that rates around the world were likely to head much higher and stay there for longer than previously expected. In under a week, three US banks have collapsed. It's been the failure of technology sector lender Silicon Valley Bank that has rattled investor confidence and triggered a rush into safe haven assets like bonds and gold. Banking stocks around the world have shed hundreds of billions of dollars in value in a matter of days, while the government bond market has seen one of its biggest rallies in decades. The MSCI All World Index was down 0.5% on the day, largely due to steep declines across Asian equity markets, while the Europe shares, the stocks, entered into a third day of declines, down 0.1%. Oil prices dropped more than $2 a barrel on Tuesday, extending the previous day's slide as the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank rattled equities markets and sparked fear about a fresh financial crisis. Brent crude futures, they fell $1.64 or 2% to $79.13 a barrel by 10:01 GMT. US Texas Intermediate crude futures, WTI crude, that dropped $1.74 or 2.3% to $73.06 a barrel. On Monday, Brent and WTI fell to their lowest since early January and December, respectively. Ratings agency Moody's on Monday downgraded the debt ratings of collapsed New York-based Signature Bank deep into junk territory and placed the ratings of six other U.S. banks under review for a downgrade. Moody's, which rated Signature Bank subordinate debt C, and said it was also withdrawing future ratings for the collapsed bank. The banks placed under review for downgrade are First Republic Bank, Zions Bank Corporation, Western Alliance Bancorp, Commercia Inc., UMB Financial Corp., and Intrust Financial Corporation, said Moody's. Volkswagen, they're going to invest a lot of money. They plan to invest 180 billion euros, that's around about $193 billion, over the next 5 years in areas including battery production and its North American operations, it said on Tuesday, though the pace of spending will fall from 2025. Well, if you want to know whether Brexit is successful or not, well, there's a problem in Downton Abbey. Yep, it's a problem the butler of Downton Abbey might have sympathised with. Highclere Castle in southern England, where the early 20th century period drama about the lives of aristocrats and their servants was filmed, is facing a serious staffing crunch. The reason is the dearth of workers from the European Union, which has forced owner Fiona Carnarvon to mothball the castle's main business, hosting of larger weddings on the site of the Emmy and Golden Globe winning show. "We've stopped being able to offer any weddings of any substantial size because of Brexit," Carnarvon, a countess who owns Highclere with her husband, an 8th Earl of Carnarvon, said. "Now, there are no staff," she said, speaking from the morning room of the Victorian castle that sits on the 5,000-acre estate. They used to host around 25 weddings with more than 100 guests a season. Weddings with around about 20 guests are still possible, but are a much smaller part of the business that the owners say can cost several thousands of pounds a day to run. So there we are. That's not just affecting, I was reading another article, not just affecting like the hospitality industry like that one at Highclere Castle, but also across the board that London, UK businesses are finding it hard to find the qualified staff. Because don't forget, before, when you were a member of Brexit, people could just walk across and take a job. Not anymore. Anyway, that's it. That's brought us to 21 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. there we go with Aha and Take On Me. Right, 18 before 8 o'clock. We're going to take another piece of music, then we'll say a few good mornings for this morning. Moody Blues, Your Wildest Dreams. Song from the Moody Blues, Your Wildest Dreams. And we are 14 minutes right now before 8 o'clock as you make your way into to work. So we hope you can have an absolutely great Tuesday. Let's say a good morning. Let's say start off with a very good morning to Mary Lou, with us bright and breezy this morning. She wishes everybody a great day. And she goes and she says, I found a new song that is beautiful and would like to share it with you. And you asked if I could please play it. It's called Gracias por Venir from Melende. And she got me some lyrics translation as well. She says, now, this is not my typical request, but I really like the song. He's a Spanish singer-songwriter and has been also one of the judges of La Voz Kids in Spain.
Ya dos décadas, cuatro lustros, 20 años de promesas, lunas llenas de esta radio, de mesías y pistoleros, violinistas en tejados, y celestes siguen estando los gatos caminando por la vida. He encontrado con tan solo una sonrisa, me has ganado. De repente desperté y estabais aquí a mi lado. Seguiremos mientras no cueste trabajo. 20 años no son nada, queda tanto por vivir. 20 años no son nada y el show continúa. Gracias por venir. Donde un día hubo fuego siempre habrá cenizas. Que la eternidad nos vea sonreír. 20 años no son nada junto a ti. 20 años desabrochando su blusa. Y aún no entiendo de qué palo va mi musa. Me visita sin permiso y después caigo en su olvido, siempre entre la ropa sucia de Cupido. 20 años no son nada, queda tanto por vivir. 20 años no son nada y el show continúa. Gracias por venir. Donde un día hubo fuego siempre habrá cenizas. Que la eternidad nos vea sonreír. 20 años no son nada junto a ti. Llega la melancolía, veo en el cielo las estrellas que nos han dejado. Y hay algo que escapa a toda comprensión, siguen vivas dentro de mi corazón. 20 años no son nada, queda tanto por vivir. 20 años no son nada y el show continúa. Gracias por venir. Donde un día hubo fuego siempre habrá cenizas. Que la eternidad nos vea sonreír. 20 años no son nada junto a ti. No hubo Grammys, pero entiende, con tu amor es suficiente. Mientras sigas a mi lado, que el cielo espere sentado. Y aunque hay poco en esta vida que me importe más que tú, y a veces sigo siendo un cero en actitud. No hubo Grammys, pero entiende, con tu amor es suficiente. Mientras sigas a mi lado, que el cielo espere sentado. No hubo dudas ni reproches, porque tú no eres un coche. 20 años, 20 demandas si seguimos sin noticias de Holanda.
Oh, there we go, indeed. It is a beautiful song, isn't it? Gracias por venir. And that is Melandi. Thank you for that one, Mary Lou. Excellent. And a very good morning to you. Hope you're going to have a great rest of the Tuesday. And let's say good morning to Renee over there in Athens in Greece. Good morning. Happy Taco Tuesday. Is it? Slicing and dicing for taco dinner tonight. Having some of Rick's co-workers over. They're not stupid, are they? Where should we eat tonight? Ask the boss again. See if we can go over to his place. Apparently the wife's a good cook. Anyway, you asked if we could play a particular piece of music. You also sent me a picture here of some lemon raspberry cheesecake bars. You know, all those years you spent in Panama, right? All those years in Panama. How many times did you invite me over for some raspberry, lemon raspberry cheesecake bars or tacos. Now you're safe and you're over there in Greece. You're telling us all about your cooking skills, I know. Anyway, you asked if we could play a great track, I guess, in honour of this. Tacos and Margaritas. It's a song by Coffee Anderson.
You be my Bonnie, I'll be your Clyde. Your mashed potatoes, I'm chicken fried. We make a heck of a team that can't be denied. You be cilantro, I'll be your onion. I'm kinda hungry for your loving. They could never break us apart. Now ain't that something? We go together like tacos and margaritas, slow dancing with my señorita, kissing under the stars in San Antonio.
There we go, 4 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, and tacos and margaritas from Coffee Anderson. Well, I tell you what, there's no such thing as a bad time for a margarita, or a rum for that matter. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM. Great to be with you. I'm going to take one little piece of music to take us up to the top of the hour. This one comes from the Starland Vocal Band, Afternoon Delight.
My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway.
Sparks ignite and the fire.
didn't fight, but you got some data waiting, and I think I might like heaven in a little afternoon delight. Skyrockets in flight, afternoon delight. The sun gone down. Thinking of you's working up an appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make a spark tonight. And the thought of rubbing you is getting so exciting. Skyrockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. And Valley Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valley Motors.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Thank you. don't want you to call me up no more. Say you need me. You're crazy if you think just half your love could ever please me. Still, I want to hold you, touch you when you look at me that way. There's only one solution. I know why. You gotta stay away. I beg you for mercy. You don't know how strong my weakness is or how much it hurts me. 'Cause when you say it's over with me, I won't you believe it's true. So I
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Last night, a little dancer came dancing to my door. Last night, a little
That's the sound of Billy Idol and a rebel yell, which I guess is what he was doing. And before that, it was Rod Stewart and My Heart Can't Tell You No. Time on The Breakfast Show, we are 19 minutes. No, we're not, we're 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. And normally this time in the morning, we would check in and we'd link up with Ingrid. But she's not here. No, she's disappeared. I know where she is, but I know she's busy because she's over there working. So that's obviously what's happening. If she drops us a note a little bit later on, we'll get involved with that. But as for right now, we're going to take one more piece of music, and then when we come back, hypnotic therapy is what we're going to be talking about with my guest.
What does it matter if it's a quarter to two? The love of my life has been long overdue. But what does it matter if it's three or it's four? Don't even try to make sense. I guess I got all the time in the world. Guess I got all the time in the world. So lock me up in heaven and throw away the key. 'Cause if that's what they call home sweet home, then it's home sweet home for me. Must be the only place to be. Must be the only place to be. Am I still dreaming? Am I asleep? How did I get in to this water so deep? But what does it matter if it's five after five? You're giving me the time of my life. I guess I got on the time. Yes, I got all the time in the world. So lock me up in heaven and throw away the key. 'Cause if that's what they call home sweet home, then it's home sweet home for me. Must be the only place to be. Place to be. whether the skies are cloudy or blue, you're showing me just how little I do. 'Cause I used to wander aimlessly to some other place I thought I had to be. But I guess I got on the time in the world. Guess I got on the time in the world. So lock me up in hell and throw away the key. 'Cause if that's what they call home sweet home, then it's sweet home to me.
I tell you what, there's a wonderful voice of Gordon Haskell, All the Time in the World. Talking of time, we're just, 25 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And I tell you what, I'm looking forward to this next segment of the program. Got my guest with me for this morning. Now, let's see if I can get this close. Virginie, of course, with the French accent.
Virginie Céline.
Virginie Antoine, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Very Frenchy.
Yes. And you said, the French accent's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, no.
No.
I'm sorry. I did my best to lose my French accent. But
why? It's so nice.
Yeah, maybe.
I think so. Now, this is, I've been looking forward to this, because this is going to be interesting. In fact, I said yesterday you were coming in, and one of our guests, oh, that's going to be fun. We're going to be talking about hypnotic therapy, which is your speciality. And let's start off with the basics, for our listeners. What exactly is hypnosis?
Hypnosis is an altered state of mind. I had the client to be in a theta wave. But don't be afraid with that, because you are twice a day, at minimum, in this state. It's when you just fall asleep or when you just be awake. And it's also the same when you are just in between, when you are admiring a sundown or a child playing. Or when you are deep in a movie or story in a book, in this state, you are fully relaxed and a bit out of the reality.
Okay. So it's like a semi-conscious.
Yeah.
So you're in, if you like, you're in between. So a little bit of each.
Yeah.
And is it easy to hypnotize somebody?
Depends on the client. If he has a strong mental, a strong conscious or not, because the conscious and the mental is there to analyze, criticize, ordering and everything. And the point is to put this apart and muting it during the session and to be able to reach the subconscious.
Okay. So, because it's always interesting, because sometimes I'll go to bed and I try to make myself conscious of falling asleep. In other words, you know, but of course you don't. You just sort of, you can tell your mind goes off to do something else.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fascinating. Does this sort of, because we have different stages of sleep.
Yeah.
Don't we? And, I'm trying to can't remember the name, but the very deep sleep.
Yeah.
The REM sleep, I think. And that's when you sort of, I mean, I had a most peculiar dream last night. You're going to like this, because it was an actual fact about the Friday night get together for drinks. The gods aren't true. For some reason, that came up last night, and it was all about the people and arranging Friday night. Is that any way sort of similar? These are sort of things that, because once you've got somebody under hypnosis, then you've got to gain the information that you want.
Yeah.
So how does that happen? You know, when somebody's sort of first hypnotized and you've got them in that state, how do you then approach what you want to, the information you want?
Oh, no, and the best in my job is that I'm not doing the job. The client does the job. That's great.
They do it on their own.
Yeah, no. I guide the client to the trance state that we see. Mm-hmm. The trance is a very deep relaxation, and the consciousness really on mute. Mm. And I reach, and I ask. That's why I prefer, if you want, we can talk about the different types of hypnosis.
Mm, right, absolutely. Now, mm-hmm.
You have the ones that people feel that it's the stage hypnosis, that a guy on stage asks you to dance as a stupid hen or something like that. And I'm not doing this at all.
Oh, sorry about that, Yasmin.
And you have what I did first. It was Ericksonian hypnosis, and it's just for addiction and traumas and so on. And I'm the only one to work and to talk. And I was a bit frustrated with that because just you hear my voice and now you decide to quit smoking and something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not really happy with that. And I was using an idea for quantum hypnosis, and there is a true interaction between the client and me, because they say, now tell me what you are seeing right now, what happens, what you are feeling. Mm-hmm. And they just tell me what they are seeing, like a movie, what they are living in this. It's another time and another dimension, and it's really another place.
Because this is interesting, you mentioned in your notes that, you know, there are other lives that we can remember. Is that right? Other lives or other existences?
Yeah. The specialists say that we have many, many lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we are used to say, because we are in a linear time,
mm-hmm.
but they say the truth, the time does not exist. And we have many, many intricated, and we can visit the one. Yeah.
So we're living these lives at the same time? Or
they say
time?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you have a multi-dimension, but this is a point I prefer to focus on, where I can travel with my client,
right.
And what we can discover and why.
When somebody comes to you, what normally is the reason that they come to you for?
They can have a chronic pain, or they can have a trauma. They can have something bothering in their mind, but they cannot understand and see exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they say yes, and they come just for curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
Some they want to come to, because you can heal something from the past.
Mm-hmm.
The best example is that you have been a knight in the Middle Age, and you died with a sword, and you have a chronic pain in your stomach or somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
And I did this recently, and a guy who, from many years, he had really problems in the stomach, and we found he was a knight and died with a sword.
Oh,
and
really?
We asked the high consciousness to heal it. And I don't get it, but I just notice it works.
amazing. So there's a lot more to us than we know, isn't there? Because because this has to be somewhere in our consciousness. And what you do is you actually find it, or help them find it.
The consciousness is 5%, and the subconsciousness is 95%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In this 95%, you have your heart beating, breathing,
mm-hmm.
to put a foot in front of the other, to walk, and so on. But you have a lot, you know that you are on the radio, and you know the news and everything. We received almost 60,000 information and news per day,
mm-hmm.
but we remember only less than 5,000. Where are the other ones?
Mm-hmm.
They are in your subconscious, and maybe your mind just heard, if you do that, you will be in danger and so on. In the consciousness, you do not take in account this one, but mm-hmm. in your consciousness is that. And then in another moment, you can have this situation, and your subconsciousness will come and will just paralyze you to say, hey, 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 danger is coming.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So it can come from your current lives, you received an information you didn't notice, or from a past life, what we call a past life.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to say a past life, but it's other life.
Mm-hmm.
And during my, I do the relaxation and the putting in trance, I always say, now you go in another time, in another place. But I never say it's before. It's very rare that we can live a future life.
Mm-hmm.
It never happens to me, but I know some of my colleagues.
I have enough trouble dealing with this one, let alone the next one.
I've been told it's just because the person was so depressed and so on, just make him more confident and say, yeah, go forward.
Interesting.
Your soul is really nice and you just go forward and everything will happen.
Interesting. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a piece of music. If you've got any questions for Winnie, just drop us a line. You can do that on our WhatsApp, 677-18822, 677-18822. All right, to the music.
Thank you.
There we go. There's Mr. Brian Ferry, solo there. And that was I Put a Spell on You, obviously. Not quite a spell, but we are talking about hypnosis and hypnotic therapy this morning with my guest, to make it easy, Winnie. rather than try and butcher my French. I got a little note in here from Renee, one of our regular listeners, and she's, by the way, listening to us out there in Athens, in Greece. Good morning, Renee, again. And she says, one of my uncles smoked cigarettes for over 50 years after developing a lung disease. Well, he tried all sorts of things to quit. The only thing that worked for him was hypnosis. Only a few hypnosis sessions, and he hasn't smoked a cigarette in the last 12 years.
Yeah. Yeah. It can happen, yeah.
Once you get access, Winnie, to somebody like that, and they have a particular issue, what is it that you do, or how does it come about that you can actually cure or stop a habit like this?
Or heal it. Exactly. Uh-huh. In Ericksonian hypnosis, we do it like an onion, mm-hmm. and because often people come with an issue, and we are going further and further, and we discover that the root is not what they thought at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And why people is smoking? Because there is a reason behind. It's because they are alone, they have a trauma, they have something, and mm-hmm. they need first. That's why I'm not about smoking or overeating. I'm just trying to find the real reason why people are doing
mm-hmm.
that,
mm-hmm.
to escape something, to compensate, they are mm-hmm. frustrated, and this is my job, to find the reason of what they are acting like that, behaving like
mm-hmm.
that. And once you find it, so it's not really, it's not always with the hypnosis you can solve that, because I'm doing also the therapeutic listening, it's mm-hmm. almost a bit the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's a journey, and we talk and we exchange, and we reach the point why they do that,
mm-hmm.
and we heal that. And
mm-hmm.
say, yeah, just to make it simple, say, oh yes, because my mom was not there for me when I was a kid, and
mm-hmm.
so I
mm-hmm.
need to eat or to smoke, to always have something in my
mm-hmm.
mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And we heal that, yeah, but maybe your mom was out because she was working hard,
mm-hmm.
or maybe she had a lot of things, and it's not because she didn't love you. I'm sure
mm-hmm.
you think she loved you, and finally, and when you find the reason that of this frustration,
mm-hmm.
the addiction is just going out.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm. Here's a question for you, because I'm happy to say it's getting a lot more attention than it probably ever has done, and that's the issue of mental health. Mental health. Okay. Now, I mean, for example, I'm somebody that since my early 20s, I suffered from depression,
uh-huh.
and I also suffer from anxiety, and I still
yeah.
do to this day. And now, at last, the depression side has virtually sort of taken care of itself. But the anxiety is often there. It's like I told you, I had that dream last night. But it's always, a dream is normally something which makes me anxious.
Yeah.
You know? And does somebody's mental health affect in any way what you do?
Let's say first that mental health is, if it's depression
mm.
or anxiety, stress, and so on, it's okay to have hypnosis with
mm.
that. I just tell an important point that we do not accept in hypnosis the schizophrenic and
mm-hmm,
psychopath
mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
they are yet living
sure.
in another world and other
mm.
dimension.
Mm.
But for anxiety, the anxiety can come from somewhere or from an event or something. And this is when I was talking about the 95% of the subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
You have in your subconscious a trigger about something, and you are not free to decide when it comes or not. And
mm-hmm.
it happens. You don't know why and you don't know when. And this, in the hypnosis, we can just find and dig in your subconscious to understand why it's not. When the, for the depression and anxiety, it's a problem of balance between what you are living right now and why, what you are thinking, wishing, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
There is a,
mm-hmm.
a problem, and you just have to to balance it, and we can make it if we can understand.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be, we can talk about another great point in the quantum hypnosis, is that you are, sometimes you are not alone in your mind. I don't want to say you are fool, but you can have some entities, there's some attachment, we say, that another souls, they didn't went to the light when they died,
okay.
and they stayed stuck on you.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be like a little monkey in your mind that to tell you, you should do that. Yes, just cross the red light.
Mm-hmm.
You are Superman. Yes, you can make it. And it can ask you to make some stupid thing or to block you for success. No, you are not the... You are not good enough to do that. You are stupid. You are ugly. Do not show your face.
But this is an interesting point, isn't it? Because don't we all? There are two of us. Because when we think, and there is always somebody giving an answer. I mean, we think there is this, you know, and you know, I don't know how it works, but I say, okay, well, let's face it. We're basically made up of two halves. The brain is in two halves. We have a left half, we have a right half. One is doing one thing, one is doing another. One is better at one thing than another. And I was sort of, you know, why is it that somebody, when I'm thinking, somebody is answering me, you know, or putting another argument to it? There is always, it's not just you thinking about it. It is like a conversation that goes on in your mind. There's two sides, you know.
Yeah.
When I might think something and the other one says to me, don't be stupid, that's rude.
Yeah.
You know, and he said, okay.
But when you are talking to yourself, as you say, it's, I take care, I really, really take care when I'm in hypnosis to be with you or with a good person, a good entities, because the quantum hypnosis has been discovered by Dolores Cannon and her husband, and they were during simple therapies, just like Ericksonian therapies, and they found, they say, oh, we are not talking to our client anymore, we are further, and there is someone else, something else, and further and further. And when we do... When I do a session, I take care to protect my client, to protect myself, and not being polluted by bad entities or something like that.
I mean, do you believe we don't even, we in our daily lives, we don't even, you know, touch the surface, scratch the surface of our mind or what it's capable of doing. I mean, when you think that, you know, the a person's DNA...
Yeah.
is relatively small, but it said, they say you could put half the information of the world in one person's DNA, and you know, that's how luckily we're not all alike. Otherwise, everybody would be listening to the show. Tell me something. What is have you ever dealt with something which you didn't like? Is it
I think I'm. Maybe protected by my angels, because the hypnosis session is also a heart to heart interview, and for the moment, no.
Good.
I think maybe I talk about it with some people, and I propose to make a session, and they never had time. Maybe it's a sign.
Or have you ever? Got information? Have you ever heard or got information from a patient that after the session you don't want to tell them?
Oh, if I don't want to tell them, it's not the purpose, because for their safety and mine, the session is recorded.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
because
interesting.
Because for the It's for the safety that they,
sure.
they even they are not asleep.
Yeah.
They it can be that some moment they are not awake and they do not remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I one day feel totally safe and confident, so it's recorded for several reasons too.
Mm-hmm.
That they can hear them again after. And they can receive the healing if they they did during, and so I cannot, and just to kill a wrong belief about the hypnosis, I cannot take the power on you. This is not true at all.
I mean, I'm not making a direct comparison of the two things, but in my family, I mean, my grandmother and my mother and I. They used to have a clairvoyant come and see, a clairvoyant, a medium, come to see them. And this particular woman, I remember, I can see her to this day, she's quite a big lady, Mrs. Flack. And she would take an item, say, that only belonged to my mother, say a ring. And she would just hold on to that. And she would then say, oh, this, and this. And she even made some predictions for me.
Mm-hmm.
Which, in actual fact, I can recognize, you know, not necessarily straight away, but in your life, you're like, yeah, hang on, that's what she said would happen.
Yeah.
And now that is a, you know, a gift. And I tell you, Mrs. Flack, she never took money.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to me, always she said, no, you know, she'd have a cup of tea and a cake and a biscuit and whatever, you know, but... You know, my grandma would often said, no, this was a gift that was given to me.
Yeah.
And I don't take money.
I would love to do the same.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh. Yeah, but I have some bills to pay, I would love to do it for free.
As I said, I'm not trying to compare the two, but as a hypnotist, is it a calling? Is it a particular gift? I don't. No, not everybody can be a hypnotist. Can they just say, "Oh, well, I'm going to be a hypnotist."
Yeah, you must be. I think you should be empath first.
Mm-hmm.
That's because I'm practicing hypnosis and energy healing from decades because I'm not that young, and it helped me a lot. And I started to make it for my friend because I had a very, very bad year in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
I was living in Europe and everything crashed in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 year after, I was alive and happy and I say, okay, I realized my dream. I will live in Latin America. That's why I'm in Panama. Mm-hmm. And if I did it, everybody can make it. I was so sad and so bad and everything. And now I really enjoy each day and I'm happy. I'm here with you today. Well, so it's a gift of my life. That's why I want to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to make it just like a hobby, a part-time.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to the pandemic, I made it my everyday job.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I got a question from Mary Lou. She says, a recurrent dream may have a meaning from past lives?
Yes. A meaning for you. Mm-hmm. An information you need to know right now.
So, because it's funny, it's not a dream I've had. And it's just something which seems to be in my head because I like my music.
Yeah.
And I, you know, people say, well, what music do you listen to? I listen to quite a lot of ambient music. There's an English composer, which I really like because there's so many little nuances in there and whatever. And I always imagine myself, and it's always the same place. It's like in the Docklands in London, the old warehouses.
Mm-hmm.
They convert them to apartments.
Yeah.
And I can see it as clear as day. I can see where you would come in the front door. You walk in into the open plan. You've got the kitchen is over, open plan on the left side. And then I have my music system. And I have the music coming out all the way through the apartment, you know, all the way through there. And it's always the same room, and I can see it as clear as anything. I can see the windows, the old windows with the sort of small planes going down to the floor.
Yeah.
And looking out on a narrow street below. It's as clear as day to me.
Yeah.
But obviously it doesn't fit in. I'm thinking, I wonder if I have a... is that somewhere I lived once, or perhaps I'm living now, or you know, in another. It's absolutely fascinating. It's you know, why that place? And so you mentioned to me earlier that sort of through one of your past lives, that's why you're here in Panama.
Yeah, I graduated about this and everything. I had many sessions, because normally you have a transpersonal and quantum hypnosis once, twice your life, because you received a lot of information. If you want to see more, but I did, and once I asked, because since I'm a little girl, I knew that I will live in Latin America. I didn't know. I asked my family why, and nobody. They are really, really Frenchy. And no. And I say, why? But I really feel. And the first time I came in Panama, I felt at my home. And I say, here is my country. Here is my heart. And even I traveled the world from many years, and I really enjoy many places. But Panama, and I found that I was a worker at the canal, a Frenchy one too.
Okay.
But he failed, and he died from the yellow fever. And he said, because I failed, and I never been back in France because I was too ashamed to fail there, and so on. And I've been, I died from the yellow fevers, and I'm still stuck in the canal. And that's why you are back in Panama, because you must succeed, what I didn't do.
Really?
Yeah. He asked me, and he said that we are several workers stuck in the canal, and we didn't go up in the light, and you must help us. And I did that. It was one of the most impressive moments in my hypnosis, because I was there and say, oh, whoa, Winnie, you are here just to deliver some souls in the canal. And yeah.
You never go. You never know. Go and visit the French cemetery.
I'm used to go by, because, yeah.
Wonderful. Well, I'll tell you what, listen, we're at the end, because when we started, you say, well, we're going to talk for that long. I told you it would be easy.
Yeah.
But it's absolutely fascinating. Now, if anybody is listening, they want to get in touch with you, how can they do that, Winnie?
They can send a WhatsApp. I think it's easier. I can give my number.
Yeah, and let me write it down as well.
Yeah. Okay. It's 6008-1116.
Yes. Even 6008. Yeah, that's 6008-1116.
I have a website and an Instagram.
Okay. Well, we're going to put that information on our website today. So if anybody wants to go there, please do.
Can we offer an offer?
Because of course you can.
If they give what can we say? That's the code that maybe Breakfast Show Jerry, and they will receive them.
Sounds good to me. Breakfast Show Jerry. Get in touch with Winnie. I say we'll put those details for you. And by the way, Breakfast Show Jerry.
Breakfast Show Jerry?
Yeah, no, I'm just doing it. That's my discount. Okay.
Yes.
I'm gonna book a session with you, seriously. See if you can do something for my anxiety. It's something I've been with for so long. Do you know, it's one of those things that it gets to you so much sometimes. It's 20%. 20% discount. Oh, yeah, that's it. And but seriously, I mean, I want to see, I want to find out more about this anxiety issue, because it's always something which has been there and has never been able to deal with it. And it gets to a point sometimes when you've suffered, you're always thinking about what to do next instead of what you're doing at the time. Mm. And I find that really annoying. Sometimes you say, why can't I just be happy? I mean, I've got no reason not to be, you know. I mean, I'm blessed. Like, you know, you found Panama, so did I. And it's been very kind to me. It's been an amazing place. And the only connection I can see is I always used to like Latin music.
Yeah.
But look, it's the top of the hour.
Maybe a last word is just to inform people that a session of quantum transpersonal hypnosis lasts between 3 to 4 hours.
Wow, really?
Yeah, because you have the interview, and then the deep relaxation, and visiting the past lives, and then the healing, and talking with other entities, souls, guardian angel, what can happen. Many things can happen.
It's interesting. I'm dying
but
to know.
But you do not notice, because when you wake up, I keep you back in the reality. You didn't notice it was 4 hours.
Really? Incredible. Wonderful. Hey, I'm going to have a go. That's it. Look, we're a minute after the hour, 9 o'clock. It's been really interesting. Winnie, thanks once again. It's been great.
Thanks.
And very informative. So there we go. As I say, we'll have some details on our website. But for right now, if you missed the news at 8, guess what? We've got it for you now.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
there we go. That's Sweet Pearl. A little bit of jazz funk here on this morning's program, and you mean everything to me. We're going to take. We've got our little message in from Ingrid, so we're going to be able to find out exactly what she's up to and get another clue where she is. So we're going to do that. But I tell you what, first of all, I'm going to play this from Matt Bianco. It's called
Golden Day. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Yes, we are once again on the road. Right now, we are at a beer garden in this wonderful, beautiful city, a beer fest where on the 17th of to the 19th of March, we are going to be drinking bratwurst. But now we're going to eat bratwurst and drink beer. You can tell I've been here for a little while. I've had myself two Paul Anders Darky Dark beers, and they are delicious. I had some Spatzel and some, I had me a Wurst with some really spicy hot mustard. You can't believe that you're going to, you know, in this country specifically, that you're allowed to have pork. Now, I'm having trouble reading the road signs that are across the street there. One of them says, little, 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 and the other one says, little, 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 little. But it's a beautiful night. The temperature got up into the 90s during the day, and now that the sun is going down, I see a beautiful, huge, and tall tower. I don't think I'll be seeing that tonight. I think tomorrow's when I'm going to go see that and ride up that and try to watch the sunset. Now, there are some other things that are going on. As I said, I am in an actual beer garden where pork is actually served. You can't believe it, but pork is not normally served in this country. Did that give you another hint? Nope, not yet. Well, we're working on it. And don't forget, I'm going to go over to the water. I meant to go over to the sea. There is a sea that I'm going to go see. I'm going to see a sea. I'm bound that alley by the seashore. I'm going to have seashells by the seashore. Name that. I'm not going to tell you. But there's beautiful all along the ocean. I don't know if I'm going to get to see that or not. I'm scheduling myself for an 8-hour tour on Thursday since I had to work today. It was pretty busy at work, but I'm really glad I went and did it today because I don't want to miss my Thursday full tour. Yep, and then I've got a surprise. On Saturday, I'm going to be leaving this country and going to another country. Woo! And I'm not going to make you guess on that one. I'm going to tell you right out because I don't know what I'm going to find, but I'm going to be going to India. And I have no idea. My friend Prabir and I have been working together since a long time ago. All right, I'm at 2 minutes. I got to go. I got to drink me some beer. And I'm sorry I'm late, but back to you in the studio.
There we go, that's Mr. Richard Ashcroft and Velvet Morning. Congratulations both to Renee and to Mary Lou.
I'm coming down.
They've worked out where Ingrid is. Not telling anybody else. I tell you what, I do have one duty to do this morning. Let me say a very good morning to Cedric. Says, morning, Jerry. And you asked if I could play a piece of music for you today. And you said here, I'm going to tell you the music. It says, you asked if I could play that, which you do. Ah, you've raised me up as a name and tune, which you do. That's really nice, isn't it? Today is my birthday. What do we have to do? We have to do this.
Birthday you will never forget with your favourite DJ.
How about that then? Congratulations. Happy birthday to you, Cedric. You asked me to play You Raise Me Up, and I also know you like Susan Boyle.
When troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am here, sitting here in the silence. You raise me up till I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong and I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. No life without its hunger. Each precious heart is so imperfectly. But when you come and I am filled with wonder, sometimes I think eternity.
There we go. Susan Boyle and You Raise Me Up, and that is going to Cedric this morning. Have an absolutely wonderful day, Cedric. Enjoy your birthday. And also, Felipe dropped a little note wishing you a happy birthday as well. Right, let me just pop over to... Yasmin, when I count to three, you're going to wake up. One, two, three. Yasmin!
Good morning.
Oh, there you are. I thought we'd lost you. We have. Good morning. That was fascinating, you know.
What, the song or the interview? The chat with Winnie.
It's, I think it's there's so much we don't understand, you know. I'm a great believer in that.
Mm-hmm.
And, a lot we don't know.
And a lot of things I agree with her.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's interesting talking to her.
Very interesting. So, I shall probably, I'm going to make an appointment, see what happens.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
May never come back. I'll be like that.
No, you're going to come back speaking in French.
French. Even for me. Voulez-vous coucher? wonderful. No, that's interesting. Enjoyed that. So mm-hmm. thank you very much to Winnie for that. Mm-hmm. Right, so what was your day like yesterday?
Yesterday was what? Monday.
Yes. Monday.
No, just work.
Oh, just work. Mm-hmm. Okay, terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, because they had the Cool FM get-together, meeting, didn't they?
Yes, we had a meeting, very nice meeting.
Yeah.
Thanks to everybody there. They're always trying to help each show of mm-hmm. Cool FM,
mm-hmm.
with new ideas and doing different. So please follow Cool FM on Instagram.
Absolutely. Yes, mm-hmm. do. Yeah, there's always mm-hmm. plenty happening, especially if you like furry things, because they do a lot for Adopt-A-Fest, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which I think is brilliant.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Exactly.
Our furry little friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if you put one of them into hypnosis, you find out what they did before. I remember that tree. and today, what's on your list for today?
Well, today I have a press conference mm-hmm. because it's coming an international. Let me tell you, I got the flyer here. This is going to be today at 11.
Mm-hmm.
And this is about the Pan American Club Crew Championships.
Oh, okay.
This is for Botes de Dragon. Dragon Boat.
Oh, the Dragon Boat. Is that mm-hmm. was Ian? Is that the one Ian's doing?
Yes, he was. He's not anymore.
Okay. I think an explanation here is...
But this is for adults.
Okay.
So, his category is not...
Oh, here. Okay. But he's still doing it, is he?
No, because he wanted to focus on volleyball and saxophone.
Okay, well, that's good.
For now, Maybe later he will... Yeah. like to join them again. But this event, we have people from Argentina, Bahamas, Brazil, Canada, Colombia, United States, Mexico, Panama, Puerto Rico, Trinidad y Tobago. And this is going to be from March 16
mm-hmm.
to March 19 at Calzada de Amador.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful. So, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to know more about this today.
Good. Good. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's you're going to be busy.
Mm-hmm.
And how's the rest of the week panning out? Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Already.
WTW, tomorrow morning. God, that's going to be Christmas.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
Tomorrow there are two more events. There's a press conference for Circus Market, which is every year.
Mm-hmm.
This is at Costa del Este.
Mm-hmm.
They have a very... this is a familiar event.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very nice. And in the afternoon is another event from Aprochipa.
Oh, okay.
I got the invitation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be interesting too, because it's going to be some talks
mm-hmm.
of interesting women like Piki Subieta. She's going to be there.
Okay. Oh, mm-hmm. good.
So, that's going to be very nice.
Oh, excellent. Mm-hmm. Oh, you have a busy life, don't you?
Oh, yes. And interesting.
And interesting, yes. Except just to come here and sit down with me in the mornings. Hey, a couple of people born on this day in music, I see.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Les Baxter.
Okay.
He was born in 1922.
Mm-hmm.
American musician and composer who had the 1956 U.S. number one single, Poor People of Paris. In the 1960s, he formed the Balladeers.
Okay.
A conservative mm-hmm. folk group in Swiss that at one time feature a young David Crosby.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we're going to play it because I remember this one. Poor People of Paris.
Good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 1960s. Mm-hmm. I remember it, unfortunately. Here he is. Mm-hmm. tell you what, I bet you never heard that one before.
No, but I love it.
It's good, yeah. See?
Good music.
Yeah.
Wow.
Four People of Paris.
Wow. That's so cool.
Came back to me.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yes, yes. I remember it well. Dear, oh dear. Perhaps I was French in another life.
Oh, yeah. That's possible.
Then I will be coming back speaking French. And so who else have we got today? Oh, we've got a big one, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The next one is Quincy Jones. He was born in 1933. American record producer, composer, and musician. He is known for his 1962 tune, Soul Bossa Nova, and later scored the 1978 U.S. number one single, Stuff Like That. Jones has a record 79 Grammy Award nominations and was the producer of three albums by Michael Jackson, Off the Wall, Bad, and Thriller, which has now sold more than 65 million copies worldwide.
Wow. It'd be nice if you could get a dollar for each copy yourself.
Oh, yes.
Right, well, the one I'm going to play is Quincy Jones and Soul Bossa Nova. There we go, Quincy Jones and Soul Bossa Nova.
That was cool.
We know that one, don't we?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes, because we got the poster here in the studio. If anybody knows what that was the theme music to, it was, Canadian comedian Mike Myers used the song as the theme for his James Bond parody film, Austin Powers.
I love that movie.
So there we go. And it was also used... It was my signature tune when I first started doing a radio here on Radio Metropolis.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was it. And it's been used for many, many things. It's been used in the films The Pawnbroker and Take the Money and Run. It was a long-running Canadian television game show called The Definition. Canadians liked it a lot, didn't they? Canadian hip-hop group Dream Warriors sampled the title heavily. And that was for their track, My Definition of a Bombastic Jazz Style, in their debut album, And Now the Legacy Begins. That was in 1991. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but what a great guy, Quincy Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, produced all those albums for Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very nice.
Yeah, absolutely. 65 million copies. He's a happy man. So what are you going to do off to do? Well, you're going to get ready, aren't you? You're going to your press conference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I'm going to get ready to finish off my rest of the day, mm-hmm. finishing off what I started yesterday, my redoing my little room at the back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, made a bit of progress yesterday, so that was good.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Mm, okay.
So, all right, yes, we'll be back together tomorrow morning.
See you tomorrow. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye.
And if you are keeping an eye on the time, by the way, it is, let me see, 16 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock, so we've got a bit more time to put in some great music. This is Exposé. Come go with me on The Breakfast Show.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
An emotion is what they were called, and that was Obsession. And the say expose was before that, and that was Come, Go With Me. Well, it's almost time for us, to get out of this place.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. Working and slaving his life.
me and you. Believe me, baby, I know it, baby. You know it too.
And that is it, the animals, and they're telling us, well, to go and get out of this place. And that's exactly what we're going to do until tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. A big thanks this morning goes out to Winnie Antoine. Thanks so very much for being with us this morning, talking about hypnotherapy. And we will have some information, of course, on our website, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. So big thanks to Winnie. And also big thanks go out to our intrepid outdoor reporter who made it this morning, calling from afar, Mary Lou and Renee. They've worked out where she is, and we know where she's going in a few days' time as well. So big thanks to Ingrid, big thanks to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, producer, social media giant, This Day in Music, and I'm going off to another conference person. So, big thanks to Yasmin, my producer, my co-producer Neil Danby, back over there in the UK. Time he was here went by so quickly, and he gets a lot of our background information on the programme. And the boys and girls of Grief of Garda keep us up and running, into you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. Back with you tomorrow. It is midweek tomorrow, Wednesday. So back with you, 7 o'clock in the morning. Please remember, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, do it carefully. Why? Well, because tomorrow morning I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.